Things are definitely changing in Hollyweird as studios subtly discover it's the stuff making them money they should make more of. Now, sequels are on the way for Michael, for Project Hail Mary, even for Top Gun, yes, Top Gun 3. Have they seen the light? Or is this a blip on the radar as they recalculate and recalibrate how to spread more hate that audiences don't want to see? It's a great day. It's a groovy day. Thank you, folks, for coming our way. Somewhere Sunny USA is where the studio is glistening because you're listening to what we have to say. Explaining Hollywood, you bet, every single day. Click the like button and let's dive in right now. Audiences have rejected Hollywood's attempts to change what it is you go to see at the movies. And instead, the sequels are now coming. The assembly line is grinding away, trying to make the stuff you want forevermore. This out of That Park Place by Marvin Montanaro. Yes, I'm sorry, critics, with your 30% rotten score for Michael. But Michael 2 is already being discussed after a record-breaking box office debut. Again, this is by Marvin Montanaro out of That Park Place. Michael has only been in theaters for a few days, but its massive success and popularity is already forcing many to ask the question, will there be a Michael 2? After debuting to an eye-popping $217 million globally, the Michael Jackson biopic didn't just outperform projections, it blew past previous records and immediately sparked franchise talk inside Hollyweird. According to comments from Lionsgate Motion Picture Group chairman Adam Fogelson, the idea of continuing the story isn't just speculation. It's now actively being considered. Fogelson didn't mince words when discussing the future. Quote, look, there's at least one more movie. I was always excited by the possibility that you could make a more complete and satisfying telling of Michael's story if you weren't confined to only one movie. There's at least one more? Well, that we thought they might try for it, but already announcing that? And guess what? The door is also being opened for a sequel to Project Hail Mary. This came out in March from The Hollywood Reporter. Pamela McClintock and Aaron Couch, some of the good authors at Hollywood Reporter. There's some bad ones over there, too, but these are better than the rest of the bunch. They say that Project Hail Mary, a sequel is not out of the question, and Ryan Gosling may be in a potential franchise territory with this one. Andy Weir is in the driver's seat, and we have heard that Andy Weir is working on some other stuff, maybe not a full-blown second book or novel, but other stuff to continue going and growing. Of course, we know the likelihood of Mario getting yet more, a third film out the door, very likely now. We have watched as Hollywood has announced now that we're getting Top Gun Maverick, sequel to that one. So guys, I'm looking what's happening here, and I say, I think they got the message. They might not admit it. They might not like it. They might hate the audience. But by golly, gee whiz, they're doing it again. They're going back and making the stuff that markets are demanding. Wiz, do you wish to rain on my parade, or shall we shine the sunshine upon the faces of the Hollyweirds and say, good job. Way to go. You submitted to us.
I would say it's a little more overcast, maybe not full on rain on your parade. It's a little early yet.
You're being very serious. That's a meteorological joke, folks. Go ahead.
I think, well, in particularly, do not make Michael 2. We don't need it. Michael 1 was great. It was a good story. I don't think we need any more. It was good for what it was. It told a very, I'd say, positive story. Anything further is just going to tarnish the movie because it's going to create controversy and debate. We don't need it. More Mario movies. Good. More Project Hail Mary. Very good. Is that going to be enough? We're still very early in the year, my friends. We still have Masters of the Universe on the horizon. Star Wars doesn't look too good. Toy Story just got a PG rating. That's a little controversial. What's in the movie that it got a PG rating when all the previous ones were rated G? That's something to be paying attention to. And then the rest of the year, we don't know how things are going to perform because we don't know if Hollywood is really learning any lessons here. It appears like some people are, but it might not be enough. I think we're still way too soon to call.
Well, let me ask you this, Wiz. When we look at things like Top Gun getting a sequel, Top Gun 3 on the way, do you think markets now have basically said to Hollywood, there is no other option than to give audiences what they want?
Well,
Godzilla minus zero? I mean, come on, Wiz. We got some heroes on the way.
Does that translate to never-ending sequels, because based on what CinemaCon was just a couple of weeks ago, it seems like it's just going to be Top Gun forever. There's not going to be new things. So personally, I'm hoping that we get some new heroes, some new stories, some new ideas. That's why something like Project Hail Mary felt so refreshing.
You went where I was going. Yeah, yeah.
It was positive. I don't want Top Gun 3. I enjoyed Maverick quite a bit, but let's see something new. Let's get some new blood, some new stories, some new heroes. Having Ryan Gosling's character be so, I don't want to use the word vulnerable because it makes him seem weak. He wasn't weak, but it was just so realistic. The kind of emotions that he was battling with, of battling on doing the right thing or the selfish thing, and how they played that. That's what we need more of, positive human dynamic relationships and emotions.
Andy, did you find it odd that we do get some films that finally broke the mold? They're not woke. They don't do the things that Hollywood has become known for. Andy Weir is driving a lot of this after The Martian and now Project Hail Mary. And immediately upon Project Hail Mary, outdoing any of the expectations that the critics and the influencers believe could happen, what was the first response from Hollywood? You got to go kiss the ring of Kurtzman. Kurtzman, you can't criticize him. If you do, you got to go kiss his ring, because this guy who has failed in every possible way, he's our guy, and you're not allowed to say a negative thing about him. And Andy Weir did it. He did it, much to our chagrin. Andy, what do you think about the idea that Hollywood still hasn't learned that there's a new group out there, and they need them, and the current crop of creators, they're not helping anybody at Hollywood.
I'm surprised they haven't apologized for making some successes.
they will.
they're upset that the people that are actually entertained by these things are their fans and their audience that they need to appeal to, because I don't think they like them very much. if anybody doesn't find their content that they've been putting out favorable, they're not happy with, and it's kind of like, you know, you have to thank the great unwashed that have, like, you know, propelled your and created your success. They like to think that all their cocktail party people are the ones responsible for their success, but it's the actual people that actually work a 9-to-5 job and get their hands dirty and want a little bit of escapism from their life, and they'll watch a Project Hail Mary, they'll watch something aspirational. But these people don't understand that. They've got life so good, all they do is look for how bad things are. They don't applaud anything. And what worries me is that, do they have the talent in Hollywood to actually keep making these things? Because one thing's for sure, every time you get a success, all that means is, like, here, copy it, repeat it again until it becomes stale and old and have sequels and reboots. I mean, can we take a poll and see how long it's going to take them to reboot Project Hail Mary?
That's a great question. The other thing I wonder, too, is, okay, so we've got that. The studios are starting to make this stuff. Now, I take Wizard's point, and I totally agree. They don't need to just do sequels, and we don't have a guarantee that they've actually figured it out. We've got a blip on the radar. I'm with you. What I'm waiting to see, and Lou, maybe you can help me with this one, is when we get to award season, are they going to allow films like Michael, which obviously, whatever you think of Michael Jackson, separate that out from the movie, it deserves awards. I've never seen anything like it. Project Hail Mary with the puppetry deserves awards, with the practical effects. It deserves incredible awards. Hollywood is determined to give one battle after another awards, Lou. You know, will they break that, and will they go to these films, which clearly deserve
the accolades? The guy that puppets Rocky is eligible for supporting actor award.
Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting. My big question is going to be, how tight are the contracts going to be about creative control? Because at what point did the studio say, okay, you did great with that, but we want to do it this way? And the creator, whether it's in Top Gun or Mary or anything else, says no. Do they own the property, or do they just say, well, then we've come to creative differences and somebody else is taking over? My other big question is, what the hell did they put in that Toy Story movie to make it PG? And how will it affect overall, not just box office, but marketing stuff? And it better be pretty important, or else it wasn't worth the gamble, is all I'm trying to say.
Well, Lou, do you think, though, that they'll be shut out of the awards? Because there have been times in the past where populist films have been allowed to gain awards. So, like, you go back to Black Panther, and we know the reasons why. Setting that aside for a minute, will they be shut out? Will the elites in Hollywood, will they feel like if we award this stuff, we're awarding a market that we disagree with? We don't want to make these kinds of films. We don't want to celebrate these kinds of films.
There's a lot of that sentiment out there. And it's a question of who are they letting vote anymore? With every passing day, people with traditional values are dying. And I'm not just talking the famous ones you see in the headlines, but the grips and the electricians and the everybody involved in all these awards are disappearing. And the new people don't have that tradition, don't have that obligation, and they may resent these kinds of movies being popular. Absolutely. So we shall see.
Lauren, one of the things that gives me a little bit of hope is seeing that Gina Carano is already in talks with Lucasfilm, that she was put on a Zoom call with Favreau and Filoni. Now, I don't know if they can put her in anything good, because they're really struggling to make anything good, but it makes me think there are changes under the hood at Disney and maybe some of these other companies that they're talking to Gina's, right? It can't be just Gina that they're talking to. They've got to be introspectively looking at how do we survive in this marketplace.
The question for me still comes down to how desperate is Hollywood right now? And I think they actually are starting to become desperate. I think that that's happening for two different reasons. You've got the people who are the money people who are saying, we need to go back to making money now. And ironically, it's the same thing from the other side. The talent is also seeing that it's getting harder and harder to make pictures, and we're making fewer of them. And we also would like to be making money, because if we're not doing this, we're waiting tables. And I think they'd much rather be making movies than waiting tables. That's why some of these actors are now being careful about what they say when they're in front of a mic. Not all of them, but some of them have figured out it really is a bad idea to alienate the people who pay your paycheck, whether you acknowledge that initially or not. The studios get their money from somewhere, and it's from their consumers. If you start thinking that you don't need your consumers anymore, you're not going to be in the market for very long.
Steve, we've reached the point where I think it became existential, and I don't even know that that matters to some of these people. I really don't. But I also noticed that there are a lot of actors who signed on to this petition to try to stop Paramount from being able to purchase Warner Brothers. Mm-hmm. And I just think to myself when I see that, if I'm Paramount, I might not be so interested in hiring some of these actors. And if the actors know that they may not be very hireable going forward, maybe it's because they figured out too that the whole industry is in trouble, and maybe they just don't care anymore. Maybe it's like knock the ladder out from underneath them. Maybe it's like take everything out of the clearance sale, get what you can while you can. I kind of wonder if that's the game plan.
It very well could be, but I mean, at this point, I think there's that element of if Paramount wants to make money, all they got to do is say, we're just going to make good stuff instead of like caving to these people. So, which we've all been saying that forever. Like the studio that figures out, hey, if we make the thing that the customer wants, they're going to make a lot of money. And then the talent will follow, like, because they're also going to want the money. So I don't see how this is a big deal. Like, I'm just like, it just boggles my mind how people.
Well, I mean, look what they did to Star Wars. Look what they did to Star Trek, right? The market was clear. This is what we want. And they said no. And they said no for a decade, and they destroyed their industry with it. And then when they saw what had happened with their major franchises, then Kevin Feige over at Marvel said, what if we tried that too? Let's do that. Like, the jury had already decided. Like, nobody was confused about what destroyed Star Wars. And then Kevin Feige said, well, we're going to do it too.
Yeah. Which is the dumbest possible thing. But this is the human race, right? We think, what is the thing that I should do versus what is the thing that I shouldn't do? And our proclivity at this point is to choose the thing that we shouldn't do. We know right from wrong, and we choose wrong because wrong is available to us. It is part of the condition in which we find ourselves. And so it's no surprise that
when you're in an atmosphere where everybody's doing it, you're encouraged.
Exactly. And
there
is
no standard opposition to
in the bubble. Doing.
However, the standard opposition comes in the form of the customer who is not paying nor supporting what's going on. And so
it's a fans' fault. Of course it is.
It is, obviously. So yeah. But that's where I'm like, I just don't understand why there's like these guys that love money. They're not just making the, they're like, I want to make money. Let's make money.
I'll tell you what, something that just occurred to me while we were talking. You know, of course, the Writers Guild have made their deal. And putting that aside, and we can talk about it someday, that leaves the directors and particularly the actors are next. I wonder if the studios are going to push for some kind of a STFU clause in their contract saying, you will not do unsupervised press, you will not disparage the company, you will not, et cetera, or else there'll be some penalties.
Well, there'd be so much pushback, though, because they...
Oh, absolutely there would be.
They love their free speech abilities.
But it's like, you know, don't bite the hand that feeds you or you get bitten yourself.
Well, we've watched celebrities, though, annihilate their own movies, right? And with hundreds of millions of dollars on the line, annihilate the movies. So I'm fully on board with that clause.
But it's one of those things that, like, I could almost guarantee that would go to the Supreme Court. Because...
Like, oh, no. No way, Jose, that's not going to the Supreme Court. That's
if it's part of your work duties, if it's in the contract that you're going to go do press tours,
they would try to push it through. I don't think it would win, but I think they would get it there. And I think it would be under the guise that they'd be like, well, but I'm a public persona and you're just trying to silence my public persona.
It's a duly accepted contract. If you sign it, you sign it.
The issue, Steve, is that the First Amendment protects you from government prescribing
censorship. Yes.
In this case, that wouldn't apply.
I want to go to Wiz to wrap this one up. And Wiz, you and I have tangled on this just a little bit. We basically agree, but there is a little bit of daylight between us on, you know, optimism versus negativity regarding where this could be. Wiz, how about this one? Let me see if I can bridge the gap. I think where we are now is that Hollywood would not make the same decision with Star Wars today that they did in essentially 2016, 2017. I don't think that they're in a position to risk everything with giant franchises anymore. Is that, can you go there with me, Wiz? Do you think they've learned at least that little bitty lesson?
The problem is that they think they did the right thing.
Yeah, darn it, you're so right.
They really do think they've done the right thing. I mean, you hear from these Lucasfilm people, they're like, well, we love what Rian Johnson did. We love Rise of Skywalker. Like, they're all over it. And you know what was crazy was Chris Evans, in an interview, it was, you know, like Actors on Actors, Chris Evans and Scarlett Johansson. And she was like kind of digging him and saying like, you're going to go back, right? You're going to do Marvel. This was before Doomsday. You're going to go back and do Marvel again. And Chris Evans said, well, you know, there's just the process with Marvel. They're just so sophisticated with what they do. They really are involved with the processing of making these Marvels is so like, it's not that deep, Chris. They don't actually put that much emphasis into doing it and doing it right as you're talking about. So no, I don't think so. I don't trust them because what it really comes down to is just simply they've lost the ability to communicate with the audience. They don't know who the audience is anymore, and they think the audience is wrong for not connecting with them. Until that's resolved, everything is a shot in the dark.
I gotta admit, I agree with everything you just said. Deep down, they do agree. The only thing that I see is perhaps the heads of the studios, perhaps the fat cat executives who love their yachts a lot, not the celebrities, but maybe the decision makers with the brass rings, maybe they truly believe that they've got to make a change. But you're right about the celebrities. You're right about the directors. You're right about so many inside there. They celebrate destroying the franchises and giving the fans not what they want. And we've seen that time and time again. Weird. But that's the way they are. All right, I'm still staying optimistic. Go Project Hail Mary 2. I'm going to go see it in theaters. Go Godzilla Minus Zero. Go Top Gun 3. Gimme. I want to go back to the style of the 80s. I want good movies again.
And that's a wrap, ladies and gentlemen. We are done for now, but don't worry. Do not fret. Not yet, for more content is still coming your way 4 times a day. Right here on the Pro Channel. What a joy it has been to share our time with you. We hope you feel the same. adding value to your every single day is our job here, and we take it very seriously. Folks, the only thing we ask in return is that you consider clicking that like button. Share, subscribe, click it. Stick it to those algorithms. It's the notification bell. And drop a comment right on down below. And folks, if you'd like to subscribe to our partner YouTube channels, That Park Place, That Pod Place, That Game Place, and some of those radio stations like Vacation Radio, well, we certainly would appreciate it. Until the next time we have the honor of spending time and being invited into your day, folks, we go on our way saying this. Keep learning, keep growing, and as always, keep having fun.